I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Muslim holy month of Ramadan has always been an uncertain time for religious minorities, but a new law in Pakistan is ramping up that pressure. The government recently passed an amendment which allows for 3 months imprisonment for public eating or smoking during the fasting part of the day. Open Doors USA's David Curry explains what's at stake.
It's going to affect Christians. It's going to affect moderate Muslims who may not be as observant as some others. But I think this is an example of this battle that is happening within Pakistan for whether it's going to be an open society or not.
Curry says Christians need to advocate on behalf of persecuted believers, be it to our local church body, our government body, or to our Heavenly Father. And we've been encouraging you to pray for Muslims to know Christ during Ramadan. But did you know that there's a resource for that? Frontiers USA has a Ramadan prayer guide for Christians called Searching for a Father. Every few days, you get an email with prayer points and the next chapter in an intimate fictional story. It's about a Muslim young man and his family during Ramadan, a broken relationship, and the search for God's truth. Spoiler alert, the gospel plays a big role in this story. Bob Linko, president of Frontiers USA, explains.
In Islam, there's no recognition that God is a father or God is a shepherd. There's 99 names for God in Islam, but all of them are objective words. You know, the merciful one, yes, that's a great word. But none of them is tender and endearing and relational, like father.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Consider the power of the message on your phone's wallpaper. I mean, you read it multiple times a day. So why not connect it to a Great Commission movement? Deaf Bible Society is offering a free phone wallpaper this month that reminds you to pray for this ministry as it distributes God's word in sign language. You can download yours for free at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.